Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast hosted by two bestest of best pals, Peter James, Jonathan Joseph Wicks, me, Sam Thompson. Now, Pete is going to be drinking, he is going to be swearing, and if you don't like that, Pete...
No. We are 70-odd episodes in and you've never done that section, and I do not believe that you should. I'm not going to be drinking, but I will be swearing. If you don't like it, go f*** yourself.
You prick. No, not like that.
Bunch of fucking slaves.
No, we don't mean that.
Well.
Now, remember, if you're listening to us, you can watch us too. Every single Friday is when the main show comes out on YouTube.
Okay, let's do this.
Shit, I've got it
wrong. I'll bring this up. So this is Monday's episode, so you can watch this on Friday on YouTube. Then we'll be doing the bonus episode on Thursday, which comes out on a Sunday, which means that you can catch us every...
Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
I still very much enjoy it, but what I have to say is that the camera that I'm looking into is operated by the wonderful Edie, who looks like she may potentially be contemplating her life to the point where actually when we did Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, she went, Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
But I think there are times for it and times not for it, you know?
And I feel like Edie's really had enough. But she's one of my favourite people in the world, so please crack on, Edie. I didn't mean to embarrass you like that. She's now put the laptop down, has made me feel quite awkward because I feel like she feels like she's been told off. And she hasn't. She's now doing an awkward knee hug and rocking back and forth. She's now got her heads in her hand and she's stroking her hair. So it's very, very weird.
But
very
do remember...
Now, and I wish I hadn't mentioned it.
Fucking hell. Do remember to follow us on Instagram at Staying Relevant Podcast, follow us on TikTok at Staying Relevant Podcast, and the YouTube Snappy C and all of that jazz, because we love it. And the numbers are going up. We're going up on digital, which Pete doesn't care about, but
no.
We are.
Right, let's crack on. We are done with the tour shit. It's for all of those that didn't go.
The tour's over!
It's over, it's done. But we have been consumed by it over the past couple of weeks. So we're going to take it back a little bit, really, for today's episode. But before we do that, we're just going to point out some other little bits, because it's been an interesting week. We'll start with Zara. She was on the One Show because she's promoting another one of her documentaries. I think that's why she's
on the One Show. The Ibiza one.
Sam and I are actually going to Ibiza this weekend with the entire team, which will be fun. But yeah, she went on the One Show with the one and only Roman Kemp.
The nemesis.
He's so good at his job, I must say, because I actually caught it with Zara. And they looked great.
They look great together. Do you know what the worst thing is? Zara has said that she was like, he's the dream of a co-host. I was like, but what about, why don't we do an Eamon and Ruth thing?
Yeah. Or you could do it like Eamon and Ruth. Because I feel like they're better.
Why do we do
it? I feel like they're more well known than Eamon.
I said to Zara, why don't we do the Eamon and Ruth thing?
Hey, it's Eamon and Ruth.
And she went,
hey, man.
She went, no, I think we should probably stay in our own lanes. No. What, are you saying you don't want to be Dosh Man with me? You could be Dosh Girl on this morning.
But to be fair, I'm sure you were asked this once who your dream co-host would be, and you didn't say Zara, didn't you say Josie or someone?
Yeah, Josie is brilliant though, to be fair. But it's just, Zara is flying. She's like, you know, the BBC lover, absolutely love her, and she's all over the One Show at the moment, all this kind of stuff. And I was like, why don't we do something together? She's like, Sam, I don't want to be Dosh Girl.
So that was good.
And I understood.
And also, before we get on to, you know, the pre-tour chat that we haven't managed to get to yet, something else happened this week, which is quite big. If you remember last year, Sam and I were up for an award.
We were.
Staying Relevant podcast was up for an award. We were shortlisted and we made the final.
Yeah.
We fucking lost. Despite all the effort we put in, we lost. Sam was actually very, very disappointed about it. I mean, he was outraged, I think is probably the right word for it, because we were beaten by another podcast called sort of Red Legged or something.
Red-handed. And they actually did a little video being like, look, guys, we're going to step down from doing the listener's choice because we've won it so many times. And then they called me out and went, you know, it's a funny state of affairs when you're beating sort of like entertainment people who've made videos for it. And I think it's time to give other people a chance.
Which has never made me not want to win an award more.
Yeah.
Genuinely, because I'm not winning it because someone stepped down. There is nothing more embarrassing in life than the only reason you've won is because someone's retired.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So just leave us out of that one.
That's such an indicament of where we are.
just leave us the fuck out of that.
But we are in, I would argue, actually a bigger award category.
We would argue that now that we didn't win the other one, yes.
Yeah, we are now up for... We're up for a Trick Awards!
And the Trick Awards are great. We've both been numerous times over the years because it's TV broadcasting and it's not just podcast. It's just an all-round thing. And we're up for Best Podcast.
Well, this is where it gets a little bit awkward.
Yeah, and when I say we're up for Best Podcast, we're not. Staying Relevant, hosted by Sam Thompson, is.
This is a true story, by the way.
The nominees for the Trick Podcast Awards are loads of different ones, some great podcasts. You know, you've got Help Us Sexted My Boss, which is hosted by Jordan Nolf and the Posh Guy.
William.
Yeah, and William. And that's in the list.
Red-handed's in the list. We're up against Red fucking handed again.
Yeah, so they're going to take that away from us as well. And there's a number of great podcasts, including, as I look down the list, as I've been tagging it many times, Staying Relevant, hosted by Sam Thompson. That's it.
Legitimately says
Staying Relevant, Sam Thompson. That's it. Nothing else.
I don't even fucking know what we're doing on this show.
Staying Relevant, hosted by Sam Thompson. That's it. Nothing. Nothing. I'm not even part of it. Nothing to do with me. So please, guys, we'd love you to vote for Sam Thompson Staying Relevant at the Trick Awards. I think it's about time. I did ask if I can go as plus one to the event just to support him. I'm going to be putting it all over my socials and that because I think it's about time Sam is recognised for his work on Staying Relevant podcast.
Pete sent me a message going... with that photo going, so glad your podcast tour went well, mate. It's also been nominated for an award. Well done. We have to win it now, actually, please. If you're listening to this, please vote. Just go onto the Trick Award website. I haven't got a fucking clue how you do it. Just type in Trick Awards. We'll be under one of the categories. If we win it, we're going to send Pete up on his own to go and collect it.
It's a great podcast that I love to listen to myself. It's one of my favourites, hosted by the wonderful Sam Thompson. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here tonight, so I'm accepting this on his behalf for his podcast.
Pete texted me going, I'm like a silent partner.
It's like... I don't think there's much point in being here.
He doesn't even finish there. He then goes, I went, yeah, but we are up for an award. It's only a typo. He goes, no, Samuel, we are not. You are. He then goes, let me know how you get on. Can I go as your plus one?
It's getting to the point now where I can't understand if it's on
Best
purpose.
Best of luck, Sam!
I can't understand if it's on purpose or if I am just invisible.
Pete wrote the entire tour, basically narrates this entire podcast. It's my show.
I don't know. I could take it as an insult, but at this point, I feel like we probably have a better chance of winning if it is just Sam Thompson's podcast.
It's so funny. They've changed it now, obviously.
It's a slight liberty, but it is what it is. And maybe we won't win now because my name's attached to it. And evidently within this industry, I'm just fucking dog shit. But it is what
it
is.
That's not true either.
But
it is funny.
Let me tell you how embarrassing this is. I didn't even ask for it to be changed. My manager tried to get it changed before I saw it. Gemma went, I have seen this. I've been on at them for 2 days about it.
So they're refusing to take it down.
I'm so sorry you've had to see this. I'll tell you why I saw it, because of our fabulous listeners who all tagged me in it, having seen it. Thanks for that. I appreciate that for, because most of them tagged saying, are you going to wish Sam luck? Not what a liberty. Because you all found it as hilarious as everyone
else.
It's
fucking funny. It's so, that honestly, babe, I was in the shower when that got sent to me and I burst out laughing in the shower.
I'm actually changing my Instagram bio to The Forgotten Man is going to be my new name, because it's honestly, I don't know what else to do about it. I am literally just, I'm a fucking side dish to the main course, evidently. So
it's not true at all. Pete, when we went on this tour, I know we're not talking about it, when we went on the tour, Pete literally got the biggest cheer every single time. He's getting pants and bras thrown at him. It's just a typo, but it is fucking funny.
Pants and bras, but no nominations.
No nominations.
But yeah, we are up for an award. So maybe this year, you never know, we might win something, because it gets quite embarrassing. We have to describe our podcast and we're just an award nominated podcast rather than award winner.
Winning.
So at some point we'd like to say we won.
And we're
something.
Actually going to go to this one as well. So we're probably going to make another charity appeal video again just to not win it.
I am now not going to be doing any charity appeal videos, because nothing, again, is more embarrassing than going all out, recording a whole video and asking people to post it to then lose. So I don't care. Do what you fucking want.
To then not even fucking red-handed. Like, what the hell?
Don't start the red-handed beef again.
Oh, yeah, because they called me out. So I've got to actually back off a little bit.
Yeah, that's back the shit up.
Also,
there.
Actually, I'm going to use this podcast. Pete, you know, I'm up for an award.
Oh, funny enough, I did say, well, yeah, you're up for 2 awards that night.
I'm up for 2.
Well, yeah, your podcast is, but then also, what's the other award? I did see
radio. Radio presenter.
Oh, and so this is a genuine. Sam should win. He could be a double award winning fucking podcast host. So he's up for best radio presenter as well.
Yeah, but mate, it's up against absolute powerhouses. Yeah, so the Chick Award radio personality, but I'm up against absolute titans. So I'm up against Chris Moyles.
Okay, there's your winner.
Yeah, yeah. Dave Berry. No, it gets worse.
Okay, that's second place.
Greg James.
Third place.
Ken Bruce.
Fourth.
Harriet Rose.
Fifth.
Ken Bruce took the entire of Radio 2's audience with him to Greatest Hits. So it's Ken Bruce. Roman Kemp, the nemesis.
Oh, God. How many people in this?
Ronan Keating.
Oh, God.
Sam Thompson. Sarah Cox. Trevor Nelson. Tyler West. And Zoe Ball.
Well done for being shortlisted. Yeah.
No, genuinely though, if you could, I don't even deserve to be on that shortlist. I'm very aware of that. But if we could just fucking nick it, it'd be unbelievable.
Let me just tell you something. The humility of Sam Thompson knows no bounds. I don't deserve to be on that shortlist. Yes, you do, because you're fabulous at what you do, my friend.
Mate.
Big night.
Big, big night. If we could win that, if we could win the podcast, the best podcast against, again, mate, we're up against, and this is, I'm being serious now, we are up against absolute powerhouses. I'm actually going to have a quick look at the ones we're up against, because they are huge. And I know this sounds absurd, but like, and I know it sounds a bit like, oh, whatever, but to be even nominated for that, Pete, to be nominated for that, it's unbelievable. Help Us X My Boss is absolutely huge.
Again, we love Jordan.
Parenting Hell, Rob Beckett.
Love Rob.
Red-handed. Sam Thompson and Pete Wick, staying relevant. Shag Married Annoyed, which was the biggest podcast over lockdown. Shits and Gigs, who've just sold out the fucking O2. Peter Crouch podcast. Diary of a CEO. Fuck, if we're the news agents, the rest is entertainment, the rest is history. Guys, we have to fucking win this. If we win this, then, oh God, I'm hyping myself up again now. Yep. When we lose, I'm going to be gutted.
I'm absolutely leaving you to this one.
No, Pete, we've got to do a video. This is huge.
Okay, whatever on the award.
No, please. The link's in the bio. The link is in Staying Relevant bio. Please vote for that. And we're going to do something for it as well. If we can come back from a podcast award second place and then fucking come and win the big one.
Okay, but let me be honest with you. This is like putting a three-legged donkey in the Grand National, mate.
What do you mean?
Come on.
What are you talking about?
Come on. Let's be serious. It's lovely to be nominated. Thanks to whoever put us in that little... Well, thanks to whoever changed my name and actually added me to it. That was really nice of you. Thank you. But it's nice to be part of it. But, I mean, let's be honest. Come on.
vote for us, please. Oh, no, I'm harmed. No, I'm building it up now.
Because, and the reason that I'm trying to downplay this is because I know Sam very well. I know how much it affects him when he doesn't lose something he was never going
to
win.
It really means a lot to me. Because I think we put so much like love into this that I'm just... And you guys, all of you listening, are so unbelievably like...
Oh, the begging
like,
is
awesome.
Making me feel quite awkward.
Yeah, but you are. And I just like... I just... For you guys as well, I just... Do you know, when we were doing the tour, we basically were just like... And this actually got a really good response. Pete said, he was like, you know, we've... A lot of TV commissioners are here and none of them have ever commissioned anything for us. We are so against the grain. It would be fucking marvellous if we beat all the big boys. That's all I'm going to say. Pete, say something.
Cheers.
So good at this one.
Before, an opening conversation. It's thanks for listening. right, let's move on. Staying relevant. Our staying relevant moment is when we went to an ad agency.
Oh, we went to Acast.
We did. Who?
They're big dogs.
They are. They are big dogs. And we were asked
worth
to.
Worth.
What?
Or if it's a big dog, it's more like woo, 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 woo. I've just lost the award. It was in that moment that he knew.
Up against the rest is politics. And what you get from us is
woo, 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 woo.
Dog impressions. Yeah, we deserve it. Anyway, so we had to go to do this sort of agency lunch and presentation thing, and they invited loads of different people that sell to different brands and stuff for sponsorship. Listen, I know ads might be annoying to listen to, but unfortunately, listen, if you love us that much, you'll get through it.
You can actually fast forward them as well.
Okay,
so.
Don't say that because we are still trying to sell the ads, remember? Okay. And as you can tell, it's an uphill struggle to earn money on this podcast based on the fact that Sam just sees it as a fucking shits and gigs on a Friday. Whereas I'd like to actually be profitable, but cheers.
And I think HelloFresh is coming on now.
Yeah. And what a great segue into our next ad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So we were asked to come into this agency, amazing, really exciting. Sam and I were both very excited about it, but they took us out for lunch first, which was amazing. Really yeah. Lovely people, the owner of Acast and founder and some other people there, and it was fucking great. We sat down for a lunch. The problem that Sam and I had is we were an hour late, to the point where we were so late that they'd already finished their lunch.
Yeah, they'd already eaten.
So then they just watched Sam and I have a little nibble on some food, which was great.
Pete came and went, I need a glass of wine.
I did start with fuck me, get the vino in, but it was good. Also, they'd actually given us little presents, and they'd actually made their own staying relevant embroidered t-shirts, so that was very nice. So anyway, we have lunch and we go to the office, and we didn't really know exactly what we were going to be doing there, but what they'd actually done was they'd organised for us to do some sort of hosted presentation.
I don't know about you, but I thought that we were going in to pitch ourselves on a whiteboard and be like, we're staying relevant and this is what we're about. It wasn't that at all. It was a fucking Q&A.
Yeah, it was basically Q&A, which was, you'd think would be good for us because, as you can probably tell, setting ourselves is not something we do well. Well, I say that. I generally I'm not too bad at that.
You were holding the fort really well, to be fair.
However, it's a struggle with Sam because concentration and going off topic becomes a problem. but it was fun. Actually, before we got in there, it was very weird because we didn't know what we were walking into because we waited waiting outside for them to be ready for a couple of minutes. And as we were waiting outside, George Osborne walked in. So we weren't entirely sure what was going to be going on because I didn't know if he was part of the presentation or not. But we sat down, lots of wonderful people there from different brands who sell out to the brands.
Huge brands. So we were sat there and we were basically meant to be sort of showing ourselves off in front of all of these massive brands who hopefully were then going to sponsor our podcast.
Yeah. And what it turned into was questions where a lot of which had to be dropped and put in the vault.
So this, I didn't know was happening. Pete was really good at this, by the way, not so much me. So basically, the host of this Q&A would be like, right, so what we're going to do, we're going to spin a wheel. On this wheel are different brands. And then once the wheel lands on one of the brands, you boys are then going to try and sell that brand to our audience in audio, right? It's like, sell this fucking pen, right? And so Pete, because Pete's done this shit before, Pete's a salesman. So they go, Pete goes, yeah, don't worry. And then I just follow suit. Pete, I'm like, yeah, don't worry, we've got this. There's about 100 people in this fucking room. And so she spins the wheel. What does it land? It land on Levi. On Leave the Jeans.
Yeah.
Pete goes into this triad of the different kinds of jeans.
Yeah, just 501 is known as the perfect jean. It's the most fucking like iconic jean denim of all time. All right? Of all time. Straight out the bat, everyone knows that. Sam, what's 501? Sam then started talking about his own jeans, not 501, not Levi's, sorry. Just his own jeans and where he likes to buy his jeans on, even though we were trying to sell in Levi's, all right? He then stands up and starts going, well, I like jeans like this, not Levi's, all right? So then I thought, oh, well, this is just going to fucking pop. I kept trying to bring us back to Levi's, which is what we were trying to sell in. Sam going, yeah, but these are great as well. But they're not Levi's, are they? I then thought, fuck it. Here we go.
Clarks?
Hold on. We might as well just go for fucking the comedy value here and try and bring something back. So I then made Sam stand up and walk round the room in his jeans to explain why his were crap in comparison to Levi's, because I had to just try and fucking, you know what I mean, bring something back here.
Really hard. Really, really hard, that exercise.
Next up was Clarks. And actually we had the someone who sells the Clarks there, which was brilliant. Very easy for me to talk about, because we all know I love a wallaby, all right? We all know I love a wallaby. Since then, Clarks have been in touch and I have been invited to a wallaby event, which is very exciting.
I don't even think I said anything on the Clarks one.
No, Sam started with, Pete loves them little shoes that make his feet look small.
Oh, yeah.
That was how Sam's...
I tried to mug Pete off.
That's where Sam started with the let's sell to Clarks. Oh, them weird little shoes that make your feet look small. As you can imagine, I don't think Sam was getting the point of what we were trying to do here. So it was becoming a real issue.
The host hated me by the end.
It was becoming a real issue for us, especially as this was supposed to be audible. And what Sam kept doing was reenacting things as if he was on stage. It was almost like practice for the tour. He just got carried away with having a microphone in front of him.
Yeah.
It was just utter gibberish.
Someone had a caterpillar cake and then we started trying to dive into that.
Oh, I mean, it gets worse. So there was all of that going on. I was then told at one point that I should do stand-up comedy. And this is where the fascination with stand-up comedy has come from, where I've... Because I thought I should go into observational comedy, is where I've looked at.
This was wild, by the way. I just want to say something quickly. We were at this lunch... A previous lunch we were just talking about, this woman took a big liking to Pete, right? And everything Pete said, it wasn't even fucking funny. Like everything, you know, when you're like, you know, when you know someone so well, I know Pete so well, like it's like a husband sees a husband and you're just like, that's not even funny. And you're almost sitting there getting like a bit jealous that someone else is laughing at Pete more than I do. I was like, that wasn't even funny what he said. Like, what the fuck?
It's literally like, you know, when you get that old married couple and then the wife takes the husband to the work event, and then at the work event, the husband goes down really well. And the wife's like, well, you're not like that at home.
Yeah, exactly.
That was basically what Sam was
like. Pete's like saying
I'd say things, people would laugh, and Sam would go, but that's not even funny.
And then she goes, you should do comedy. And I saw, she went, not that funny. And then Pete turned around and went, I should do comedy. And then ever since that fucking lunch, he will bring it up at least once every 3 days. And he'll be like, yeah, I've just been writing for my stand-up comedy tour. So now, being Pete's best friend and husband, work husband, I now have to buy into it. So now I'm like, you go and do it.
He supports my dreams.
I support his dreams.
And that's what you want from a work husband.
So Pete's going to be going and doing stand-up comedy at some point in
in the future. No date confirmed as of yet. I will be fucking there with a Pete Wicks t-shirt.
He'll be there. He won't be fucking there. He'll be there. But no, and that is where the fascination starts. It's actually gone to press now because there's been an article this week where Pete Wicks is writing a stand-up comedy tour.
Get out.
Because they listen to the podcast. Because you know what it's like, the press and journalists these days. Sorry to any of you that are listening. So, you know, keep your fucking eyes.
I will say this, right? Pete is fucking good. When we were on the tour, and I know we bring up the tour a lot, his crowd work is unbelievable. Someone will be coming back from the loo. You know when comedians go, oh, here she is, she's late, worry, and then they come and sit down. Or someone will be going to the loo and he'll be like, all right, fuck off then. And like really, his crowd work's unbelievable.
He hasn't made it sound unbelievable because it sounds like I just tell the audience to fuck off.
I've made that sound. But it's really, really good. Pete is fucking good at live comedy. It's just, you know when someone you don't know is like laughing at everything, you're like, get out of my best friend.
But anyway, it was a good day. We actually really enjoyed it. And all the people there were lovely. It got a little bit dicey at one moment. There was a pregnant lady there and she was wonderful. And she, because we did like a little Q&A at the end and she sort of went, well, I'm pregnant, blah, blah. And my instant reaction is obviously I forget that I'm in a room full of people because I went, so do you know if it's a geezer or a bird? To which the entire room went, ooh.
That's off taste.
But I didn't mean an offence by that. That's just like, is it a fella or a...
That's when caterpillar cakes start getting offered. Anyone for caterpillar cake?
My least favourite moment, and Sam does this regularly, whatever we do, Sam does this, and I find it quite beggy and quite irritating.
I don't even know where we're going with
but this. But whatever happens, Sam claps himself. He likes to start the applause when there is none. So something will happen and Sam will go and clap himself. So then to the point where everyone looks and then starts going. But for just no reason, no need for applause whatsoever. But if there's ever a moment of silence or a moment of...
I hate it.
Sam not knowing what to do, he'll just start a random round of applause.
I hate
and
silence.
I cannot understand why. And then it makes me feel weird because then I have to sit and watch people clap for something and I don't know why they're clapping. It just makes it very odd. But you're kind of like... It's mimicking, isn't it? I don't know how or why you do it or why they do it with you. But Sam will just look people and go...
It's because the energy is always right. And yeah, then, you've got if you catch the wave, it's like surfing. If you ride the wave of energy to the right point, and then you just give it one of them, people break out into applause. They don't even know what they're clapping.
Yeah, it's very odd. It's sort of like a mystic. It's like a hypnotic power that Sam has to just start applause. So just watch out for that on anything you see Sam on. Just watch him start the applause because it always starts somewhere and it starts with his little sweaty hands every time. Then what happened was Sam kind of realised there was a serious question in the Q&A. There was a serious question. And this is where Sam really took it upon himself because Sam is very passionate about the content creator world and the fact that he is one of the best, and this he won't say this, but he is one of the best content creators currently in the UK and possibly the world. But he takes it very seriously and he loves the idea of content creation and digital and all that sort of stuff. And he knows a lot about it. He's so knowledgeable and that's the best part of Sam is because I know fuck cool about stuff like that, but Sam very much knows that fucking
still trying to make a TikTok account for Pete,
and he's very, very passionate about it. So Sam was asked a question and Sam went for it, not with funnies like he normally does and trying to do this, that and the other. He went very philosophical about the fucking brand and content creation moment to the point where everyone was on tenderhooks just listening to Sam discuss the importance of digital creation and content. And it was, I mean, at one point, I think I could see someone in the audience go, because he was blowing minds. You're very passionate about it.
It's the only thing I'm good at. So like marketing and advertising, I feel like is something that we do a lot. And I just didn't want to think, because we are a pair of like wankers, but I feel like we're, you know, lovable wankers and we're quite good at what we do sometimes. And so I just wanted to get that across and be like, look, you know, because they were asking about what it's like to do audio ads. And I was like, just break the fourth wall. I don't understand why we keep
don't
doing
give
the same.
Away.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God. We don't break the fourth wall. What are you talking
God,
about?
God, what's the fourth wall?
There's no such thing.
No, but in all seriousness, and actually, and it's one of my favourite things is to watch Sam talk about something like that when he's being serious, because he's actually, despite you all thinking he's a fucking Labrador retriever and he's some sort of fucking clown, which he is, but behind that is actually a very intelligent man who knows what he's doing. I have to see, and then he goes and does that. And then no one believes me when I say that. No one. They're going, no. No. But actually is. And actually the beauty of Sam and I and the way we work is that I deal with most of the kind of boring shit. Basically, I'm Sam's secretary. I deal with admin. Ideas and content is fully this man here. He's the fucking genie ass at it.
That's why we work so well, though, because Pete holds the entire thing together. So as you can tell on this podcast, Pete does like the structure, right? Yeah. And then we just sort of like drop bombs. We drop bombs, create a bit of chaos, and that's why it works so fucking well.
Yeah, effectively, I harness the beast. I harness the brand content creation.
Can I just throw something out there, though, just for our listeners? Because I really want to do this. I've wanted to do this for a really long time. I really, and Pete will just be like, I don't want to do it. I think Pete could be a viral sensation, right? If Pete started a TikTok and his TikTok was mugging people off. Because you know when people do those really cringy things on like, and they film themselves doing things, right? And Pete just sat there and went, you're a prick. And it was literally just a stitch of them doing something really cringy and filming themselves doing something. And Pete going, you're a prick, and that's it. I think he would go fucking viral.
Yeah, but the problem is that I don't have any interest in doing that, and I can't be fucked. And that was my answer to Sam, is also I won't watch all these fucking videos and fucking crap. So Sam's response to that was, I'll manage your social media.
I said I'd watch them for him.
Genuinely, he said, I'll manage your social media. He's that desperate to me for me to create a TikTok that's...
Pete's an icon. Pete's an icon. Pete, once you, it's like going Super Saiyan in Dragon Ball Z.
What in the fuck are you on about?
It's like going Super Saiyan. Paul knows. It's like
doesn't surprise me.
He's got potential inside of him that is far beyond any like me or most people. He has the ability to be incredibly funny. You just need someone to draw it out of him.
And this is the thing. So when I look at my stand up, you know, Sam is not interested in that. But what he'd happily let me do is just say prick on TikTok. And that's actually a fucking more respected way to go, apparently.
So true.
Which is the saddest thing.
It's because I'm Gen
Z. I think, yeah, I'm going to start doing a bit right and maybe do this. And Sam's like, yeah, you can do. Just say prick for me on TikTok.
Yeah, it's because...
Do you see how good you are?
Pete's an old soul. That's the thing. Pete's like, he's like, oh, you know, I'm one of these old school stand-up comedians.
No, by the way, I'm not a stand-up comedian.
You will be.
I haven't claimed to
you
be.
You fucking will be. And then I'm a Gen Zer. I'm not the age of a Gen Zer, but I've got the mentality of a Gen Zer.
I was just about to say, and this is what keeps making me laugh now at the minute, actually, and we're going to finish on this point.
Oh, no. Is closing arguments.
Is it that Sam, God love him, is one of them people that is potentially born in the wrong generation. Because Sam is not as young as you think, but he really wants to stay down with the kids.
31.
Yeah, 31, which isn't old, by the way. It's not old, but it's your demographic, which we've noticed on this tour, is very young. As is what you like and what you watch, and it's all very, very relevant and up to date and all the rest of it. You are not at one with your own generation.
It's millennials.
Or any generation that is older. You are kind of seen as a moron, but you are hailed, but you are hailed as a god amongst the younger generations.
A moron is the best word.
I feel like you were, you know, one of the people like, I was just born in the wrong era.
I was.
Sam was born fucking 10 years too early.
You were born 20 years too late.
Yeah, but I was fucking, I'll happily take that. I was born about 40. I should have been born in the 50s.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very late and Sam is too early. You're a premature fucking...
And that, in all things, life...
Yeah, mostly sex, but specifically, yeah, generationally, you are a man of the children.
Thank you so much. We're back, baby. The tour's over. We're doing normal shit now.
Yeah, from next week, we'll be doing normal shit. And this week, well, we've done fuck all, actually, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had stuff to talk about, though.
Yeah, we have. We have got something to talk to you about next week because we've got an exciting weekend coming up.
We do.
But we're going to tell you about our lives. You love it. Ta-da, fuck off.
We love you so much. Really
rate
enjoyed
review.
That one.
Rate, review.
Rate, review. Oh, rate, blah, you, blah, follow
blah,
us and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
We love you. See you later.
Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.